producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Let's roll in on hour number two, shall we? Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I have waited till the beginning of the second hour because I figured somewhere, I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I'm thinking, I can look in the chat rooms and see that there's more people listening now than there were in the first hour. So bear with me on this. On Friday, during the show and after the show, I became aware of people setting up in the neighborhood, filming and photographing my house. The first party I did not witness myself, my younger son did. Then, after the show was over, my younger son and his girlfriend were out in my driveway, and my wife and I were going somewhere. And a navy blue Volkswagen Jetta rental car, yes, I know that, with North Carolina tags, rolled to a stop in a cul-de-sac facing my house, and I started seeing flashes go off inside the car aimed at us. And then that car decided to roll up on me and my family and my son's girlfriend in a, I guess it was an attempt to, he knew, we saw, so it was an attempt to intimidate to a certain degree. I have checked into various possibilities as to what that could have been, why people would be filming and taking pictures of my address. I have eliminated most of them. I've actually called the sources with which they would originate. And it did not originate there. So I'm left to my own devices to figure out what's going on. This is not the first time that this has happened. So let me make this very, very clear. I don't want to leave any room for interpretation. Right now, my house faces a wood line and a street. For the unimaginative who think the best observation point and intimidation point is from the street, there are a literal platoon of cameras facing you right now. One of which has a telephoto lens on it, which I made sure I knew how to operate when I got it this past weekend. And I can zoom in on you in your car, and I'll be able to tell you what brand of camera you're taking the picture with. And I'll be able to tell you whether you should have shaved that day or not. And I'll be able to tell you what your tag is, too. For the one who thought he would show us how tough he was and drove up, my friend in the Volkswagen Jetta, the navy blue rental car with the North Carolina tags, if you had continued to go straight when you pulled up to the stop sign and you were headed my way, you were, when you stopped, seconds away from death. If you're what I think you are. Not just for me. My son carries a gun, too. And he had one on him. While you were taking pictures of us, we both were. I took the weekend to make sure of a couple of things. One, I took the weekend to make sure that I could do my own counter surveillance if you show yourselves. I'm not going to go looking for you. I do know your tag number. I can find out if I want to push it hard enough Who rented that car on that day? I can. Because law enforcement has been informed as well. And guess whose side law enforcement is taking on this one? Mine. I also am only going to be carrying, for the time being, my old man's Glock, the one with the Trijicon RMR on it, where I don't have to be wearing glasses to make really good sure of really good sight picture acquisition. Took that out. Ran a few hundred rounds through that. It is zeroed. Whoever you are, or whatever you are, if your purpose is because I do this show and I talk about who I talk about the way I talk about them, you have made a mistake. Okay? I'm not trained to be a radio journalist. I got discovered. I spent the majority of my life from the time I was 13 to 30 learning how to mess up my fellow man, up to and including terminating them. This was a big tactical mistake on your part. You either don't know my background or you think I'm too civilized now to do it because of what I do for a living. All things that you have, all presumptions you have made are incorrect if you're what I think you are. But some of you have been identified. And all I have to do is push it one more step, and I know everything about you. Everything about you. And I'll get a lot more than a picture out of it. I'll find out why you're doing it. I don't know what's motivating you. I don't care. Okay? And here's the problem for you. If your attempts are to intimidate me, and you think you're going to do it just by driving up on me, you're just eliminating everything behind you the closer you get to me. Because I have to be concerned with anything that's behind you if I draw. And dude in the Jetta, you were less than a count of three away from finding out. In my mind, when you pulled up to that stop sign, I figured it would take you 2 seconds to come to speed. And I wasn't crossing my arms behind my back when I turned and faced you. I had my hand on a weapon. You will not hurt me or my family. I will see to that. Whatever your mission is, whoever may have hired you or whatever it is, you need to just give it up. It's not, there's no growth in it. There's no growth because I don't know who you are. If you want to defuse a situation, present yourselves to me and tell me who you are. Carefully and slowly do that, but do it. Otherwise, I don't live in a historic district. My house is a cookie cutter house. It's very small. Anybody that thinks my house is a great house, sad people. They're very sad. And that's all I got to say about it. You've made a mistake. You've made a mistake. I don't know how everybody else is in the radio business. I know how I am. And how I am is if you push it, I have the capability of being more unreasonable than you can possibly imagine. So let it go, why don't you? Let it go. Whatever your motivation is, just let it go. Find something else. Because it ain't working here. It ain't working here. As a matter of fact, I'm present yourselves again. Go ahead and park over there in the cul-de-sac. I can identify everything about you now. It doesn't matter how bad the tint is in the windows either. I can cut through that too with a camera. So, just a little word to the wise. If you are wise, pay attention to that. Okay? Okay. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Only here can you hear a warning in the morning. Anyway, that's out there. I'm very pleased it is. I hope it gets replayed in a bunch of places. Have you ever noticed that the Kennedy family is for the most part a bunch of foul-ups, for the most part, especially the younger generation. Teddy was a foul-up, of course, and, you know, we've got one of them in politics right now. And he is a perfect illustration of the progressive threat to freedom that goes way beyond just guns. I mean, guns, of course, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has asserted that he would like to have the law changed so that people who disagree with his views on climate change could be prosecuted and even executed by the government, which means to me that he has rounded the bend. Kennedy said, according to the Washington Times this past Tuesday, Kennedy said that there should be a law that lets authorities punish skeptics and deniers, those who engage in selling out the public trust. He said, I wish there were a law you could punish them with. I don't think there's a law that you can punish these politicians under. I think it's treason. Do I think the Koch brothers are treasonous? Yes, I do. Do I think they should be in jail? I think they should be enjoying three hots and a cot at The Hague with all other war criminals. Now, Kennedy, young Mr. Robert F. Jr., is an attorney with the finest education from exclusive schools that money can buy. So he certainly must be aware that conviction for treason can be punishable by death. And subjecting American citizens to international tribunals for war crimes over political differences in environmental policy is not only unprecedented, it's stark raving madness. Which is actually a pretty good description of all climate change people themselves. There was a climate march in New York, and they had some signs with a basic misunderstanding of the way things work. Very evident with slogans such as, no more climate change, as if such a thing is even possible. Not that the outright communists, the progressives can't dream of controlling everything. As with all national socialists, that's exactly what he and they are. Every day is opposite day for this rich, privileged nut job. But while he wants agents of the states to come down with stomping jackboots on those that oppose his point of view or oppose his demands, he's been treated with leniency on his own brushes with law and counters a non-elite might not be so fortunate to escape, not to mention his skull intact. What good is egalitarianism if some animals aren't more equal than others? Kennedy maintains that a police officer was lying when, as a teenager, he was accused of spitting ice cream in the officer's face, precipitating his arrest. He did not take up the judge on pleading not guilty, despite having the Kennedy fortune to mount a legal defense that would have allowed him to change his testimony. Likewise, his 1982 arrest for heroin possession resulted in probation, community service, and an expunged record. Curious that this guy, who wants to control those without addictive personalities, is still described as a man who can't or won't or has no idea how to control himself. As with all progressives, the hypocrisy is nearly overwhelming. For an environmentalist, he not only refuses to make personal sacrifices to reduce his own carbon footprint, he also finds all kinds of excuses to oppose other greens on a Cape Cod wind farm, one that just happened to be within sight of the Kennedy compound. I mean, do you believe that man can influence a planet? Do you? Do you believe that Al Gore's right, that there's a consensus that the science is in on this? You can color me even more doubtful when Kennedy lunacy is amplified by fellow travelers like the New York University bioethicist professor, who says we ought to combat global warming by breeding humans genetically to live shorter lives and be allergic to red meat. And where would he get that idea but from a Nobel Prize-winning chair of a UN environmental panel whose religion just happens to prohibit dietary beef? Climate change is a religion, and it's becoming a religious war of sorts. Do you understand the folly, for example, of us restricting burning coal? The air above the United States is mobile. Right now in China and Russia and India, they're in the middle of their own little industrial revolutions right now. They're burning everything they can throw in the fire. And their air makes it our way. So we can keep producing, you know, let's say we go the way they want to go. We can keep producing things, but most of these countries that want to see this don't have industrialization. They want to get rich off of something called carbon credit, which would be a new form of currency, if you will. And they would have equal says in what India can do as they try to industrialize and lead their country out of what they are into what they could be. Same with China. These are the same people, the Kennedys of the world. These types of people are the same ones that want to tell you what is common sense when it comes to gun laws, or as they say, gun safety laws. Do you think negotiating with them is possible? Do you think appeasing them is possible? Is there any such thing as a compromise that you could possibly come out of with them that would be possible or desirable? No. No, there isn't. You look at if you look at gun grabbers, and I'll say the same thing about anybody that would say it's okay for you to have a gun, you can get an idea of what their political leanings are. Right now, Joe Biden is saying it's not ISIS that's the largest threat to the United States today, it's global warming. How are you going to stop it? How do you stop the planet from being the planet? I don't know the answer to that either, Joe. Or Jerry, whatever. We'll be right back on a Monday. This.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Oh, yeah, I did take the weekend to coat everything I've got in a nice fresh coat of Frog Lube, just in case I see another navy blue Volkswagen Jetta. Anti-gunners are some of the most naive people I've ever heard of in my life. There's a guy, a pilgrim named Nicholas Kristof, who writes for the New York Times. And he lost his iPhone. So he had an application. If you have enough Apple stuff in the Apple ecosystem, they look out for each other. So there's an application called Find My Friends. And the app said that his phone was at a house 15 miles away in a neighborhood that he had never visited before. So he puts his wife in the car, and they drive to this location at night. They arrive at the house. The house looks sort of, in his words, creepy. Lights out. So he gets out of the car. His wife is staying in the car with her phone ready to go for 911. And I'll just point this out. If that was a bad place to be at that particular time, they would have found him and his wife dead at the scene. Okay? Calling 911, especially in an instance like that where you've gone out looking for trouble, which is something that I never do, that any gun carrier should never do. When you go out and do that, that lets the police know where they can find your bodies. So he leaves his wife in the car. He walks to the front door and rings the doorbell. The lights were on at that point, so he rang again and then he knocked hard. He spent 5 minutes ringing the doorbell and pounding on the door. Firmly, when a man finally emerged, he said, "I think you have my phone." "Your phone?" "You have my phone." Then the man pulled out Mr. Kristof's iPhone. that had his name and email address and office phone number pasted on the back of it and handed it over. And Mr. Kristoff left, no questions asked. So then he, you know, thought himself quite the man. So he posted it on Facebook. And a lot of his followers, because he's a writer, he doesn't have friends or anything, he has followers, scolded him, especially those that live abroad, because they believe it should be dangerous to knock on a door and ask for one's property. Somebody named Heidi asked, what kind of society do we live in when knocking on someone's door to retrieve a lost iPhone becomes perceived as life-threatening? Now, he takes this moment of stupidity on his part, which thankfully he emerged from unscathed, and he decided to turn this into some gun bashing. He writes, isn't there a larger question of why we tolerate a society so bristling with guns that such a question may be perilous? Aren't we all knuckleheads for tolerating such a threat? This after he puts aside the fact that he was a knucklehead to go somewhere like this and do what he did. According to him, and I think it's bigger than what he says, one-third of American households have guns. And these firearms kill 32,000 Americans a year. See, do you see what he just did with that sentence? The law-abiding gun owner kills 32,000 people a year. That according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He doesn't go deep enough into the stat to tell you everything about it. He doesn't get into the part where only 8,900 of those are homicides, of which a small portion of those are considered justifiable. He doesn't go into the part where two-thirds of that number is suicide. But he does go into the mistaken identity case, the Theodore Wafer, 55 years old, convicted of second-degree murder for shooting Renisha McBride, 19, who apparently knocked on his door seeking help when she was in a car accident. He should have been convicted. He did not identify his target. His door was not kicked in. He should have been convicted. I'm sure he feels bad. Tough. When you do something like that, you have to make sure you're not making any mistakes. He points out about the time when he was living in Japan in the 1990s when a Japanese exchange student, Louisiana, went to a wrong house for a Halloween party. The homeowner, Rodney Pears, came out with a gun and shouted, "Freeze!" The young man did not understand what freeze meant in English, and Pears shot him. He believes that we as a country should be ashamed that this prompted the Japanese government to teach its citizens traveling to the United States the word freeze. Mr. Pears, of course, had to live with himself. He stated that he would never handle a firearm again. And then he writes, the most stupid thing I've ever heard in my life. He says, we turn to guns in the belief that they will make us safer. Nonsense. Now, while he does acknowledge that there are cases where people use guns successfully to defend themselves, then he goes to the pseudoscience, like the Journal of Injury Prevention, that found that purchase of handgun was associated with 2.4 times the risk of being murdered and 6.8 times the risk of suicide. People that buy guns that are suicidal are going to kill themselves with that gun. No doubt about it. But how long do they own the gun? Is that ever examined? Of course, nowadays, you don't even have to do that. You can go commit murder-suicide at a range, just renting it. Several other studies confirm that a gun in the house significantly increases the risk that a person in the home will be murdered or commit suicide. Then I'm at high risk. I'm at enormous risk. But a study, he quotes a study in the American Journal of Epidemiology that found that 76% of homicide victims knew their assailant. Big deal. He does point out that, you know, it'd be a tough nut to crack with 400 million guns. And he says 300 million because that number stays static. It never goes up one or goes down one. It's always 300 million. He also notes that it's fair to note that not a single gun, a single gun is not much of a danger. Statistically, a child is more likely to die from a swimming pool of a house than from a gun in a house. But there's so many guns without trigger locks that the collective toll is enormous. I just love the misinformed and the idiots. That was idiotic. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. There's no amount of money that would make me do that. First thing I would do is call the phone company. I've got insurance on the phone. Sounds like that was a phone issued to him by the New York Times. Have them turn the phone off. Have them cripple the phone. Get another phone. iPhone 6 just came out. Get a new one. That's never a good idea. Nobody that carries a gun would do that. I wouldn't be, hey, you got my phone there. Better give it back. I'm packing. I would never do that. It doesn't, all of his ranting and everything, I think that's sort of a way to deflect away from the fact that he was an idiot for doing what he did, and he's lucky that he got away with it. He is lucky that he got away with it. Or at least I think he is. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
One more time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Blue Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. D.C. is the only jurisdiction in the United States in which gun owners have to re-register their guns with the government every 3 years. And at the beginning of this year, they decided to enforce that. The Metropolitan Police Department has been sending notices to residents with registered firearms to come down to their headquarters to be fingerprinted. The problem is most people are resisting this demand. Emily Miller, who writes for the Washington Times and also is a Fox 5 reporter, and a proud gun owner herself, she wrote a book called Emily Gets Her Gun, led an investigation into why these law-abiding gun owners were being dragged back to the police station. They were already fingerprinted when they first registered their guns. So why do they have to do it again? The answer is it's sort of stupid. It's very infuriating. According to City Councilman Phil Mendelson, the police department lost the fingerprints. Okay. Now, unless the Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. is operating a few decades back. They don't have fingerprint cards. It's digitized. Digital. Computer-based. Yeah. How'd they get lost? Even if they were on cards, and it's a few thousand cards, who ran into the MPC and ran away with all the cards? And why didn't you guys stop them? So let's say they lost them. Okay, let's go ahead and say they lost them. So because of their own incompetence, now gun owners have to fork over another $35 for the fingerprinting fee, as well as $13 for the gun registration fee per gun. Not to mention the gas. And the time off from work to make another trip to the police headquarters for no reason. Responsible gun owner Lenny Hardell, who's been collecting firearms for years, says the new mandate will end up costing him hundreds of dollars every 3 years. He believes they've turned this into a cash cow. You're getting $13 a pop and got to get fingerprinted, and I don't know how much is going to the D.C. budget. The penalty for failure or refusing to re-register a gun after 90 days could cost a gun owner up to $1,000 or even 1 year in jail. This doesn't seem to rattle the D.C. residents. Of the 30,000 legally registered guns in the district, only 1,356 guns have been renewed. According to Emily Miller, they've made $17,000 off of those gun renewals. So I think it's a price tag. Parting question from Harold when he was interviewed. I haven't gotten into trouble. I have guns. Why should I be coming down here? That's an awfully good question. Well, I think it is. I think it's an awfully good question. They figured out that it can... Here in South Carolina, they tried to increase the fee from $50 for a concealed carry permit to $75. They did that because they want to make money off of it. SLED wanted to make money off of it. South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. SLED, by the way, not exactly pro-gun. As a parting shot, the guy asked, hey, my only problem here is I've got guns. Why is that such a big, big, bad thing to do? It isn't. They don't even want to, they don't even want to allow concealed carry, so they're going to get challenged again in court, which will be hilarious because they're going to get slapped around with that one once again. Because the whole reason all of these states are getting slapped around is because they put things like this happened in California. This just happened in California. And they found out, hey, you guys can't make that decision in California. $105 in Michigan every 5 years. As I get ready to go away from you, let's talk about John Crawford III. Now, in Beaver Creek, Ohio, they have decided that they're not going to prosecute those officers that shot him down for carrying a BB gun that was sold in Walmart. He picked it up and apparently was going to buy it. Of course, we'll never know because he got shot down. Video of this incident that was concentrated on Mr. Crawford shows that the caller, Ronald Ritchie, made claims about Crawford's actions that were simply not true. Now, surveillance footage and audio recordings were released after a grand jury declined to indict the officer who shot Crawford. It showed that Crawford was holding the rifle at his side and pointing it at the floor at the time when Ritchie alleged that he just pointed it at, like, two children. Crawford's father and the family attorney want to know why they have not questioned Mr. Ritchie about the discrepancy between the footage and his allegation. And it was made about 80 seconds before Crawford was shot and confirmed when asked soon after. Knowingly making a false alarm is a crime under Ohio law, punishable by a fine or jail sentence. And Mr. Ritchie was the catalyst. He was what set this up. He was what caused it. And it was a crank call. Mr. Crawford knows it. He said so. It was a crank call. He excited the call and exaggerated the call, and frankly, it was just a bunch of lies. This past Friday, Mr. Ritchie declined to comment. He's previously maintained that Crawford posed a threat to shoppers and that the 911 call was justified. Special Prosecutor Mark Piepmeier stressed on Wednesday, when they did fail to indict those officers, that the responding police officers were led to understand that Crawford was an active threat. One even called back to the dispatcher to check that the 911 caller said Crawford was pointing the rifle at people. If he's not there, we may not be here. Richie's 911 call was the only one made. That's because nothing was happening. That's why that was the only 911 call. Other 911 calls erupted after the Beaver Creek police shot Crawford as he was speaking to the mother of his children, the barrel of the BB gun in his hands pointing at the ground. This is a civil rights case. And I'm not sure the police are at fault here, based upon what they claim to have thought. That's going to be the sticky wicket. How do we know what they really thought? In addition to Crawford's death, when all of that shooting was going on, shopper Angela Williams had a heart attack and died in the panic. So Mr. Ritchie precipitated the death of two people. The children that Mr. Ritchie claimed were in danger were Mr. Crawford's kids, apparently. Oh, no, excuse me. They were Angela Williams' children. ...911 callers. I know they're excited. In a real instance, right? I know they're excited. But this was swatting. That's what it was. It was swatting. And this is exactly what the Moms Demand Action people call for. And this is what happens when you do it. If you do it the way Mr. Ritchie did it. Police don't want to run up and see a bunch of dead children. They sure don't. And if they think that's what they're facing and they can prevent it, they're going to try to prevent it. And the Moms Demand advocated this. Now, I don't know that Lionel Richie has ever seen their website, their Facebook. As far as I know, he's not a member. But he did exactly what they thought he should do. And it cost two people their lives. So he needs to be looking at paying the dues when they come. And that's it for the day. We will do this again in about 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's not about gun control. It's about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
Feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.